Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
I want to thank our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America has everything you need. A premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL and NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations, they've got that. How about timeless legends? They've got that. Panini America also breaking new ground on NIL, featuring the biggest names. Caitlin Clark's in there, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and so many more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. Some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands. They got Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And you got Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
The holidays are here. This year, give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket. Pay off your credit card balances. Save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Roll your high-interest credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. LightStream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. You can save thousands in interest. There are absolutely no fees, no application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties. The application so quick and easy you can apply right from your phone. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Just for our listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is go to LightStream.com/DanPatrick, LightStream.com/DanPatrick. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/DanPatrick for more information. Once again, do the right thing. Visit LightStream.com/DanPatrick for more information.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave.
Is this a joke?
This is Dan Patrick.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Wednesday in New York City. Adam Sandler will stop by a little bit later on. We've been discussing commercials all morning long. Yesterday we touched on Peloton and the woman in the commercial. And a lot of people are talking about this. They want to know who the Peloton girl is. Does she need help? Looks like she needs help in the commercial. Her husband gets her a bike. And then I started talking about this commercial, but then I said to the Danettes, you know, the commercial that really bothers me is the Aaron Rodgers State Farm commercials. Because why would Aaron continue to employ that guy as his agent when
It doesn't seem like he's a good agent. And if you're Aaron Rodgers' agent, you're his real agent, how would you feel about that? Is he saying that this is how he views you? I don't know. These are the things that keep me up at night. The woman in the Peloton commercial, she needs my help somehow. And then Aaron Rodgers' agent in the State Farm commercial. Yes, Paul.
Does State Farm have a sports management wing that could start, like, have an agent there that Aaron could hire?
Why would Aaron have this guy? You would think Aaron, he could have any agent, smart guy. Yes, McLovin.
But Chris Paul has a guy who follows him around everywhere, too. Isn't that a pro athlete thing where you have an insurance guy tied at the hip? I thought that was...
Well, no, you can have the agent, but I'm talking about his real agent who's a buffoon.
Right, the State Farm agent is the good agent.
Yeah.
It's his other agent that's the idiot.
Yeah.
And right, it's a fair question. Why would Aaron Rodgers employ such a terrible agent?
Yeah, that's what I don't understand.
You would think that of all athletes, he would be one right at the top that would have the best representation.
These are things that bother me. Yeah, Paul.
I'm going to defend the bumbling agent that Aaron Rodgers has. He got him the State Farm deal. That's some big money. Discount double check. Mm. And then this. Mm. He got Mahomes in there. Mm. So even if his agent seems like a dope, he got him the State Farm deal.
Yes, McLovin.
Do you remember the one where he blew up Aaron Rodgers' bathroom, by the way, from last year?
Yeah. Crushed it. Yeah.
That is a. I can't believe they put that ad out on TV.
Yeah, these are the things that bother me. So I'm trying to figure out who's the woman from the Peloton commercial and why does Aaron Rodgers continue to employ this guy who's a buffoon?
Did she blow up Aaron Rodgers' bathroom?
Yeah. Fritzy, reach out to Aaron. Oh, by the way, Fritzy's playing hurt today. Give the audience a sample.
Yeah, my voice is not doing too well.
Fritzy says he's fine, but you don't sound fine.
I don't sound fine.
No, you don't.
I have a cold and it's messing up my voice.
And I suggested Fritzy get one of those small chalkboards. And then you just write your messages. Like Woody Page has on Around the Horn. You just get one of those and then you write your messages.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
He does sound like a character from The Irishman, though.
Oh. Yeah, we talked about The Irishman, too. Let's agree that we're not going to agree on how good or bad this movie is. It feels like you either love it or you hate it.
But let the Academy decide.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. And you know, the critics will love this.
It can't be Best Picture of the Year and awful, as Seton claims. Like, there can't be that wide a gulf between Seton's perception and the Academy Award, if the Academy wins it.
But we've had those instances before where the movie that wins the Academy Award and not everybody's all in on it. Yeah, Paulie.
I saw La La Land, and I thought that stunk. An Office Christmas Party was fantastic and should have won Best Picture. That's how I felt.
Yes, McLovin.
Well, didn't La La Land didn't win, by the way. I'm trying to remember.
It did win, and then it lost.
But La La Land was great. Ryan Gosling?
It wasn't great.
Oh, no, you guys don't like, you guys are non-romantics.
Titanic won like 37 Oscars. That movie sucked.
Very predictable movie, too.
Yeah.
Wait, do you guys, your heart's made of coal? You didn't like Titanic? Either? What's next that you didn't like?
She could have moved over and given him a little bit of space on that door.
Just right. A little space.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that bothered me. You know, she should have said, you know, come on.
You know what, though?
Scoot over.
Little known fact about that, he actually got her a Peloton, and that was her way to get out, was I'm just going to let you drown on this boat, and I'm going to get away.
Did she have State Farm insurance is what I want to. It all comes back to that there. So, as you can tell, the show is already in progress here. Some of the items that are bothering us, truly bothering us. All right, so Sandman will join us coming up a little bit later on. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, you can, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. By the way, did a little research on the Peloton commercial. All of the people behind the scenes, at least most of them, women. And it's being viewed as a sexist commercial, like her husband is being sexist. He wants her to have to look better and have a better image or something. Maybe they knew what they were going to get with this because Peloton stock went up a little bit here since that commercial came out. But I can't stop watching it. And I want to help her. I want to reach through the TV and just help her and say it's going to be okay. You look beautiful. I got a bigger problem with that damn State Farm commercial and the agent with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a perfectionist.
Why would he have that agent?
I know, I did. I said that in a serious way.
You had, like, not jaw face. It was, like, the precursor to jaw face. It was just, like, very serious
face.
Like, I don't know, man. It's just a joke. Like, yeah, but why?
Like, why would he have him as his agent? And for years. And Seton goes, you're being serious. Like, yes, I'm being serious. Yes, very serious. This program brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Products second to none. See for yourself. $5. Ultimate Shave Starter Set. Basically everything you need for an amazing shave. After that, get your restock box. They ship regular size products at regular prices. Get yours at DollarShaveClub.com/Patrick. Carolina Panthers fired Ron Rivera yesterday, and I don't think it was a surprise that they fired him. I think it was a surprise they did it during the regular season because I think he was on the hot seat after they lost at home to Atlanta, and you started to see some of these stories. And then when you lose to the Redskins at home, but, you know, Rivera hasn't had Cam Newton, and it feels like that owner, David Tepper. By the way, David Tepper is a billionaire. Now, they're a billionaire. Now, I think he's worth $12 billion. So he's a hedge fund guy, and he loves analytics, and he bought this team in 2018, and he wants to choose his own coach. So Ron Rivera, old school, Riverboat Ron. You know, baseball's been trending towards analytics for a while now. Now, there's several NFL teams who have gotten serious about analytics. Patriots, obviously. The Baltimore Ravens, they seem to be a step ahead of everyone else. Ron Rivera has proven success, but the Panthers clearly looking for somebody else. Ron Rivera, a defensive player when he played in the NFL, a defensive-minded coach, and now the trend is bring in an offensive-minded guy, somebody who will embrace analytics. You might recall a couple of weeks ago, Jason Garrett was asked about analytics. Jason Garrett said they don't really believe in analytics in Dallas. Oh, they're going to, because the next head coach will probably be analytics-based in Dallas. Jason Garrett not believing in analytics. Another reason why, probably won't be back with the Dallas Cowboys. Because, and I don't know what we study with analytics with football, with, you know, do you throw on first down? Is down in distance? Do you go for it on fourth down? Two-point conversions in overtime? Do you take the kick? You know, do you decide you're going to play defense? You know, there's certain things. Baseball is one-on-one matchups. The analytics can be very valuable there, or where you position your defense. But our, you know, we're trending towards that with the NFL, and Carolina is going to bring in an offensive-minded guy. But there's going to be opportunities for Ron Rivera. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, you could have him reunited with Dave Gettleman, his former GM with Carolina, who's now with the Giants, because it feels like Pat Shurmur is on thin ice there. What if you hire him in Atlanta? So he stays in the division and can go against Carolina a couple times during the season. He would have knowledge of the Panthers, Saints, Buccaneers, and you have an Atlanta team that underachieved dramatically. But, you know, the Browns are probably going to need a coach. Jags, Chargers, Falcons, Washington, Dallas, and now Carolina. But Ron Rivera is probably going to coach again in the NFL. The question is, you know, you're looking at analytics here, and how important is that for these other owners? Because everybody's looking for that. You're looking for what is going to separate you, what makes you different, what makes you unique, what makes you unstoppable. And analytics will, with talent, kind of puts you above everybody else. Yeah, Paul.
With David Tepper, the owner, firing Ron Rivera, does this make you think more so that they're going to move on at the quarterback position, both quarterbacks?
Yeah. But even when you had success with Allen, you know, filling in for Cam Newton, I was told that that's just a Band-Aid, that that's not who they're all in on. But, you know, things change. But if I'm a coach coming in, I want my own quarterback. It's like when an owner comes in, he wants his own coach. And the same as you bring in a coach, he's going to want his own quarterback there. Yeah, McLovin.
But why would you not want Cam Newton, given all things being equal? Because you're not going to be able to draft a guy high, so you have to go to the free agent class. I feel like a new coach might want – why? How do we know they won't want Cam Newton?
Well, I don't know who Cam Newton is going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, if you bring somebody in and say, I'll take the job, but I want Cam Newton, then Cam Newton's probably staying. But I don't know what I'm going to have with Cam Newton.
But who are the other free agents are like Mariota, Winston, Eli Manning, Philip Rivers.
Andy Dalton,
maybe. Although Cincinnati might make another run at him now. It's the latest.
Well, you might be able to get a quarterback.
But, yeah, right, but Cam seems like he's right in that mix.
But you're going to have to spend a lot with Cam. You know, do you get somebody now and then, you know, the owner is going to want his coach now. Can the coach get his quarterback now? And probably not. But you know, I think there's probably five or six quarterbacks in the draft. The question is, where's Carolina going to be in that draft order, and are they going to get the guy that they want? College football rankings, Ohio State, LSU, Clemson, Georgia, then Utah, Oklahoma, and Baylor. Ohio State, 18-point faves over Wisconsin. LSU, 7-point favorite against Georgia. Clemson, 28-point favorite. Utah's a 6.5-point favorite against Oregon, and Oklahoma, a 9-point favorite against Baylor. So I don't know if we're going to see much change here. You know, the big moment here is Georgia. Can Georgia pull off the surprise? LSU would probably still stay in the playoffs, but that would rule out Utah. But can Utah have an impressive win against Oregon and somehow get in? If Georgia loses, it comes down to Utah or Oklahoma. And can you have an impressive performance out of one of those two, and you would be able to move into that number four spot? Yeah, McLeod.
Baylor, too, right? It has a shot.
Yeah.
How about a poll question? Who gets in if they both win, Utah or Oklahoma? Like, where do you say, I guess, do you have to see how they win?
I guess, you know, style points, you know, because if I'm, you know, coaching Utah or coaching Oklahoma, I would say go for it. You know, we're not easing up here. We got to win by as many points as possible. You're going to get style points here.
But I feel like, is Utah even going to be able to beat Oregon? I mean, Oregon's got a lot more pros on their side of the ball.
You would think, like, I was surprised it was 6.5 points. You know? And Oregon's still a good team, a dangerous team. But they underachieved this year. I don't know. I know that we've talked about this, and you know, some of the former coaches or the analysts don't like to say that, well, it's a TV show. To me, it's a TV show. And it feels like Oklahoma would be more of the TV show. Jalen Hurts, Lincoln Riley, which isn't fair to Utah if Utah wins this game. Or Baylor, for that matter. All righty. 877-3DP-SHOW email address, dp@danpatrick.com. By the way, if you look at the last – five guys to buy teams. So this is before David Tepper of the Panthers bought his team. The last five owners to buy teams, the first coaches they hired. Stephen Ross in Miami hired Joe Philbin. Stan Kroenke in St. Louis hired Jeff Fisher. Shad Khan in Jacksonville, Mike Mularkey. Jimmy Haslam in Cleveland, Rob Chudzinski. And Terry Pegulia in Buffalo, Rex Ryan. Those didn't work out. Those didn't work out. And now David Tepper says he wants to be more involved. I get nervous when owners want to be more involved. Yes, Paulie.
I read about this gentleman, David Tepper, and he grew up a Steeler fan. He used to own 5% of the Steelers. He's a sports fan growing up. He played football. He said he learned about analytics and numbers because his grandfather used to quiz him about baseball cards to get his memory up. So this he has a sports fan background. You know, he is a lifelong.
So do I.
I know. But if someone gave you $12 billion, you would probably do the same thing.
But I would stay out of the everyday, you know,
but can
workings.
Can billionaires do that?
No, because they think they're smarter than everybody else. Look at Daniel Snyder. How's that worked out for him? He's a billionaire. Jerry Jones, he's a billionaire. Worked out for a while when he let Jimmy Johnson do, you know, the heavy lifting. Yes, McLovin.
Is it a different skill set to be brilliant at building a hedge fund than being brilliant at building a football team? Because that's what people say, well, Tepper built a brilliant hedge fund, so can he use that same skill set?
I don't know if Steve Jobs could have run a football team. I don't know if Bill Gates could run a football team. I don't know if Warren Buffett could run a football team. And those are some of the brightest financial minds we have in the world. It doesn't translate, I don't think. It feels like, you know, I always look at the model franchises, and it feels like they let their people do their jobs. I never see the Steelers owners on TV. I don't see the Giants owners on TV. I just don't during a game. Now, I do think that, you know, what you have in New England is unique, and you do have an owner who lets his coach, you know, handle everything there. Mark Cuban sometimes tries to get too involved, but I think he's become a little bit more hands-off, and it's helped his team as well. But I, you know, these guys who love to be on TV, love to be in front of the camera, those are the guys that make me nervous. I want you to let the people do their jobs, who you're bringing in to do their jobs. And that's been my biggest issue with Jerry Jones. As much as he loves the Cowboys, he hurts the Cowboys. because he thinks that he can figure this out. I mean, how many years do you continue to make the same mistakes? It's you know, part of the blame is put on Jerry. I'll give him a lot of the credit for their success, but I'll put a lot of blame on him too. Yeah, Paul.
Paul Allen of Microsoft was the richest NFL owner ever. He didn't do a lot of interviews. We called for him. He didn't talk about his team. You didn't see him out there talking about his team very often. He supported his team, new stadium, all that stuff, but you didn't see Paul Allen talk a lot.
That's what I would want with an owner. He's an owner. Hopefully you've hired the right people. And if you have, let us do our job. All right, we'll take a break here. It's sort of like management with us in our show. They leave us alone. Sometimes we don't hear from them for years.
That means we're doing well.
Yeah. You guys are, you know, what is it? Steady and...
Solid and improving.
Solid and improving. All right.
That's years ago.
I know. I remember one way you guys were told that.
Solid and improving.
Not never forget.
Yeah, I know. We've moved past that, though.
But solid means you're doing just enough for me not to say you're doing a bad job.
You know what's funny, actually, now that you say that? Earlier this morning, we were sitting over here, and I was thinking about when we first built the original version of the studio, and there were two beds put in here because that's where the Danettes were going to sleep when we came to New York City once a week.
I know.
We were going to sleep in these pull-out beds that were against the wall. I'm like, yeah, so this is where you guys sleep. No.
I will say I gave a thumbs up to that.
Yeah.
I thought it would be great to have.
Thought it was a great idea.
To give the impression that we sleep here.
Two beds for four guys.
Yeah.
This is where you guys are going to sleep, right here.
Yes, McLovin.
They also said that I should sleep at your house on snow days. How would that have worked out?
That would have been fine.
But yeah, actually, you wouldn't mind. You're pretty generous about your house.
No, I would have been fine with you.
And when I said, well, can't we just get hotel rooms? The answer was, who do you think you are?
Yeah. Wait. I don't know.
A grown-ass man, maybe, perhaps? An adult?
That's a long time ago.
Perhaps I'm an adult? Maybe that's who I am.
How about let's land the plane right there?
Wow, come on.
Management terms. Nice.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
Let's land the plane. Are there clowns in here, too?
That's the problem. I forgot my clown pin.
Didn't we have a guy who was part of management who would always give us clown pins?
Yeah, that was his contribution.
Yeah.
Seton and I once had to share a hotel room, and it was in Chicago.
We did okay.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe 12, actually.
12 years ago.
We've moved past that.
Long time ago.
Yeah. Now you guys get your own hotel room.
Yeah. Like big boys.
Yeah.
Look, we're big boys now.
How you feeling, Todd?
I'm just back here laughing a lot. Whatever I have left in my voice. I like when we take a walk down memory lane.
Today I was going to ask you to tell me all about your Bronco memories.
Of course.
And just, you know, talk for, like, I don't know, 30 minutes straight.
The timing's not.
But I can't do it today because your voice, darn it. I would love to have, like, a Drew Locke breakdown. Tell me more about Orson Mobley as a tight end.
There you go.
Bronco.
I like that.
All righty. 20 after the hour, we'll come up with a poll question. Sandman will join us in an hour from now. Take a break here on the Dan Patrick Show.
If you purchase supplies for a business, you know it's nearly impossible to find everything you need in one place. And that's why there's Zorro.com, where the number one goal is to make your life easier. Zorro.com, that's Zorro.com, is where you'll find everything you need for your businesses of any size and almost any industry. Zorro.com has tools and equipment, safety and office supplies, cleaning supplies, and more. Zorro has tons of stuff for industries like electrical, plumbing, contracting, manufacturing, and more. You'll find brands you know and trust like Stanley, 3M, Milwaukee, Schneider, and Rubbermaid, just to name a few. Zorro.com offers amazing customer service from real people based in the United States. You'll also enjoy fast, free shipping of orders of $50 or more. Even if you don't have a business to shop for, you can still find lots of great items at Zorro.com. Visit Zorro.com/Dan to sign up for a Z-mail and get 15% off your first order. That's Zorro.com/Dan. Sign up for the Z-mail and get 15% off your first order.
Everybody's got a to-do list. I get one from my wife. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk, figure out something to get out of the house so I can relax. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. The good thing, you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Do you like extra money in your pocket? Do you like not having to drive somewhere to pick something up? This is the way to do it. It just may be the most rewarding thing on your to-do list today. That's geico.com.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Got this news just moments ago about Cam Newton. Tiffany Blackman is tweeting, I've been told by a source Cam Newton plans to have foot surgery. Alrighty. See, that's why I don't know what I'm going to have in Cam Newton. And if I'm Carolina, as much as you'd love to have him back, but, and Tiffany's with the NFL Network, but, you know, you start to look at this situation, you go, who is he going to be? And now he's having foot surgery. Is he going to be a pocket passer? And if he's just a pocket passer, if I'm Carolina, I move on. Now, he might end up with the Chargers. You know, somebody will look at him and say, we can't pass up on a talent like that. I just don't know what I'm getting with Cam Newton. You know, we've had the shoulder. We've had some injuries here. And even though he's relatively young, at age, what, 30, I'd have some questions about this. But Cam Newton, reportedly, according to the NFL Network, is going to have foot surgery. McLovin, what's the poll question today?
Which job would you rather have, the Carolina Panthers or the Dallas Cowboys as head coach? Hypothetically, say they go away from Garrett. If you're a coach and you can start over with Carolina or inherit Jerry Jones from the Cowboys.
Okay, do I have a traditional GM?
Well, you have Jerry Jones with the Cowboys. And you have, they have Marty Herney right now with the Panthers. Okay. He's sort of a traditional GM.
Okay. I think it would be hard to pass up the Cowboys. Because the possibilities there, the upside, you're coaching America's team.
Don't you want such control as a coach, though?
I would rather take the Carolina job. But that's me, my personality. I wouldn't want Jerry Jones to always be there. He's, you know, he's omnipresent. Do we have sound from Jerry Jones, Paulie?
Yeah, he talked a little bit about the future of Jason Garrett in the NFL.
Oh, okay. Here's Jerry Jones, and this is his weekly appearance on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas.
Nobody's got the exclusive skills to get the job done so that collectively you can win a Super Bowl. But they're qualified people. Jason Garrett is one of them. In my opinion, Jason Garrett will be coaching in the NFL next year.
Okay. That's not a ringing endorsement, because Jerry can say, I guarantee that Jason Garrett will be coaching in the NFL next year because he'll be coaching here in Dallas. He just didn't say that. He says he'll be coaching in the NFL next year. Yes, McLovin.
That's like telling your girlfriend, you'll be engaged to someone in 2 years. Someone.
Why wouldn't you? You're going to find somebody eventually who'll love you. It's just not me. I think that's basically... Oh, Jerry. But play that again. Here's Jerry Jones. Here we go.
Nobody's got the exclusive skills to get the job done so that collectively you can win a Super Bowl. But they're qualified people. Jason Garrett is one of them. In my opinion, Jason Garrett would be coaching in the NFL next year.
He's coaching in the NFL now, and if you want to keep him... You can. Yes, he.
Jason is solid and improving.
Qualified.
Jason Garrett is sort of like a Danette.
In my opinion, he'll have a job next year.
Yeah. You guys are going to have a job next year. I don't know if it'll be on this show.
Are we?
You're going to have a job next year. Yeah, Paul.
Qualified means you're the basic minimum skills to serve at a job. I am qualified to do this. That means you are eligible.
Oh, my God.
He is eligible to be a coach.
Who wouldn't want him as their head coach?
apparently you.
This is great.
Who wouldn't want to have Jason as your coach next year?
He is qualified.
Me. He is certainly qualified, and I think he'll be a coach in the NFL next year. Who wouldn't want to hire Jason Garrett? You!
a great reference.
Yeah, I will. you know, letters, reference letters.
Updated his LinkedIn.
Yeah. Yes, McLovin.
I was wondering yesterday, everyone said Ron Rivera is a really good coach, but he's an even better human being. Everybody loves that. Is there a slight backhanded insult in the better human being narrative about Ron Rivera? Like they're going to say about Belichick, he was an amazing coach, and he was technically a human being. By genetic code, he was a human species.
Okay, but this happens sometimes when coaches, when nice guys get fired, they'll say, you know what, there's not a nicer guy. You know, his kids graduated. Like, that doesn't, did he win football games? No. We make it seem like the coach tutored these kids.
Is this like saying someone has a nice personality because they're ugly?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Ron Rivera, good coach.
Great
personality. Even better person. Even better person. I'd rather be like a bad person, but an unbelievable coach, I think. You know, nobody liked him, but man, that guy won.
He'll backstab you, but he'll get you a ring.
Super.
It's like, that's what fans want. They don't care if you're a good person.
No, no.
No one cared about his players less than this man, but he still won. By the way, one man keeps popping into my head during this discussion. Nobody's talking about Bill Belichick mentoring young kids. I mean, he is not warm towards his players.
But these guys always try to bring up that, you know, he's got a great sense of humor.
Except Gronk. Gronk has not gone there much. He's just been like, God, I'm glad not to be there.
Yeah, but because nobody has fun there. That was
not fun, right?
No, that was Gronk's point. Like, guys, have some fun here.
Have you confirmed that? Has Belichick made you laugh at all? Or
I told you the story when I was there for the butt fumble. He walks out and says hello to Rodney Harrison and Tony Dungy, and I'm right there, and I have my hand sort of out. Like if he extends it, then I'm right there. But if he doesn't, then it just looks like I'm frozen there with my arm out just a little bit there, and he walked right by. Even when we're up on the podium for the Super Bowl, I haven't. There's not any exchange, anything prior to or after. Yeah, so I don't know Bill Belichick.
Ron Rivera would have hugged you.
He would have,
but he probably wouldn't be on the podium.
But he'd be a great guy. He'd be a nice man.
And he was 2-time Coach of the Year, by the way. He's more than just a nice man.
Yeah, and he's gonna get a job, but he's already been fired. So David Tepper, the owner, could say he'll be in the NFL next year. I can guarantee that. Who wouldn't want to find? But he's already fired him. You know, Jerry's done everything but that, firing Jason Garrett. Oh, my God. Play that one more time. Play that one more time.
Nobody's got the exclusive skills to get the job done so that collectively you can win a Super Bowl. But they're qualified people. Jason Garrett is one of them. In my opinion, Jason Garrett will be coaching in the NFL next year.
Oh, God. I don't think that's a positive. I think I promised I was not going to discuss Jason Garrett's future. Yeah, Paul.
Okay, don't you think, though, in all seriousness, he's already made up his mind, barring a Super Bowl victory, that they are moving on? That sounds like a guy whose mind is completely made up, and he's done backing this guy. He's backed him for 8-9 years. I really believe that they know who the next head coach is. They have someone with agreement behind the scenes, and they are firing him, barring a Super Bowl victory, which seems far, far away.
Yeah, but you can't have an agreement if you're going to have somebody who can possibly hold on to the job. So I think they have an idea.
But if you know you can get blank Meyer or whoever it may be.
Why weren't you firing him after the loss to Buffalo? Could he lose his job if they lose to the Bears? The only thing that it feels like he's holding onto his job because the Eagles aren't any good. That's it. I mean, the Eagles can still win the division. But, you know, this situation is not, you know, Jerry keeps adding more opportunities to ask more questions about Jason Garrett. I just don't think that Jason will hold on to that job. I don't. Yeah, McLovin.
Can I ask you a couple more vacancies? Any hunch on Freddie Kitchens? Is he in trouble?
Okay, but this is another thing.
Yeah.
You have a window of opportunity with certain teams. Like Dallas has a window of opportunity with this young talent. you have to have the right person in there or you're going to miss the window of opportunity. And it's certainly with Dallas, because that is a great situation to go in from the talent perspective, not with Jerry Jones, you know, leaning over your shoulder constantly. And with the Cleveland Browns, it's the same thing. They have to make a decision here. You have Baker. You have two good running backs. You have a couple of good wide receivers. You have a couple of stars on defense. You have a window of opportunity. And if you keep Freddie Kitchens in there, that window of opportunity will close. And you're going to miss out because Dallas is running the risk of that window of opportunity as well. All right, we'll take a break. We'll settle on a poll question, 877-3DP show. Also, the Houston Rockets have filed a protest. They would like to replay the final almost 8 minutes of their loss to the San Antonio Spurs. Yeah, that's going to happen. I love when we file a protest. And when's the last, you know, we'd like to replay that game. We'd like to replay the final 30 seconds here. It's not like the Pine Tar game with the Kansas City Royals with George Brett and the Yankees here, but there was a moment last night where you're watching and you think you saw James Harden do something, and then you realize maybe you didn't. Have that for you coming up next.
This summer, there's only one trusted place that lets you get in on all your favorite sports betting action. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% off welcome bonus. Or text BETNOW to 238-669. That's BETNOW to 238-669 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines this summer. From Major League Baseball to the Women's World Cup and all things UFC, BetOnline.ag has you covered. Visit BetOnline.ag and don't forget to use the promo code PODCAST1. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at PODCAST1.com. Clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now, back to the show.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Left, I got it!
Check this out.
Aggressive attack. Oh, Harden saw that coming a mile away. Look out for the guy with the squeegee. Wait, did that come out?
That ball went through.
And then whipped back out with the net. That ball went through. That ball counts. That ball should count. No. James, you got it wrong. James, you have it wrong. It's good. Count the basket.
No, they didn't count it. The dunk did not count. Rockets went on to lose in overtime by 2. A little Van Halen here. In and Out, by the way, is the song there. Mario, look at that. In and then out. You've heard of Van Halen before, haven't you?
Isn't this Van Hagar?
Ooh.
Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, Paul.
I got chastised on social media yesterday because I said the heyday of Van Halen was about 75 to 85, David Lee Roth era, Diver Down, their great music. And I wasn't trying to besmirch the Sammy Hagar version, because they sold a lot more records, I guess, with Hagar.
Well, wait, when did Van Halen come on to the scene?
76, 77.
Okay.
78, I think, was Diver Down.
The David Lee Roth era, apparently, is considered 78 to 85.
Okay. So about there.
Yeah.
And then David Lee Roth leaves. They sold a lot of records with Sammy Hagar, a lot.
Yeah, but I still like David Lee Roth. I thought he was a great front man. You know, maybe they had better music or bigger hits with Sammy Hagar, but I was a David Lee Roth fan. I thought he was a wonderful front man.
Better music and bigger hits can be different things.
Right.
No, it is.
Play of the day brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Product second to none. See for yourself for just $5. The Ultimate Shave Starter Set. Basically everything you need for an amazing shave. After that, the restock box ships. Regular size products at regular prices. Get yours at DollarShaveClub.com/Patrick. People in Utah continue to beat up McLovin on Twitter.
Oh, they're destroying me right now.
Now, you know, mention what you did.
So I said, and this is my logic, this is the smallest spread of the major conference title games. So I think it's going to be most challenging, based on Vegas, for Utah to beat Oregon more so than any of the other games that are in play.
Okay.
So, but everyone's like, well, Utah's got this amazing defense. You never stay up and watch Utah. And I'm like, well, you know, Oregon has Justin Herbert, so that's where I was thinking. It doesn't seem like Utah should be able to blow the doors off Oregon. And Utah fans are killing me.
The metrics love Utah. They rank third nationally in yards allowed per game, ninth in yards gained per play. You'll love their running back, Zach Moss. You'll love him. And Tyler Huntley is their quarterback. But they were banged up. When they lost to USC, I don't think they were healthy. But you know, Utah's a good team.
Does it sell enough TV ratings to get in over Oklahoma?
It shouldn't factor in, but it might factor in. And it feels like the Blue Bloods, like Oklahoma, you know, they might open the door for Oklahoma before they would. Let's say both teams win by 10. Are you going to take Oklahoma, even though they're a 9-point favorite? Would you take Utah? You know, does Utah stay there? You know, since they're at 5, do they automatically go in if Georgia loses to LSU? Yeah, McLovin.
What if Baylor blows out Oklahoma and Utah wins a close game? Any argument for Baylor?
I don't know. I still feel like there's that Baylor backlash from a few years ago. And I don't think Baylor's bringing eyeballs, you know, to a Final Four.
Remember they screwed them over with Ohio State with Cardale Jones.
Yeah.
Baylor didn't move the needle enough.
All right. The controversy last night with the NBA game with the Rockets. So the Rockets are asking the NBA if they can replay the final 7 minutes and 50 seconds of last night's game. The Rockets are hopeful the league office will either give them the victory or that they will replay the final 7 minutes and 50 seconds at a later date. Harden has a dunk. They're up by 15. The ball goes through the net and whips back over through the net and goes over the rim, bouncing off. The officiating crew mistakenly ruled that Harden missed the dunk and denied Mike D'Antoni's attempt to challenge the call. So I asked Fritzy, would you check with the NBA home office here? Because I think you get 30 seconds to challenge. But I don't know if maybe Mike D'Antoni didn't officially challenge and therefore he ran out of time. But the play is reviewable. But I don't know if he had to have his little what is, do you have a card or a piece of cloth there that you throw out, a little bean bag that you say, all right, now I'm challenging this. But you have a window of 30 seconds to challenge the play during a timeout, and they were protesting the call, trying to get clarification of it. So the window actually passed before they could officially challenge this. But if you're challenging it without officially challenging it, I get, at what point do you just say, hey, you're just yelling and screaming and you're not challenging this? But do they have a beanbag or something, McLovin? Like when you challenge this, wouldn't you just say that automatically with Mike D'Antoni? You would just say, no, it went in, guys. Trust me, that went in. All right, we're challenging this. Unless he was trying to get them to go, yeah, you know what, on second thought, we really made a mistake there. But Harden, and I'm looking at the numbers last night. Harden and Westbrook were horrible. I think they were something like 18 for 68 from the floor, something like that.
Didn't Harden have 50 points?
Yeah, but he didn't. He made 24 of 24 from the line. So McLovin comes in today, goes, same old damn thing with James Harden. I go, what? He goes, oh, he gets all these calls.
Well, and it's Luka's caught his disease, too. He's starting to flop and get all these calls. Okay.
So last night, Russell Westbrook Jr. III became the first player to score fewer than 20 points. He had 19 with 30 or more shots. Westbrook was 7 of 30. Harden, 11 for 38. They were 18 of 68 from the floor. They shot 26%. Harden went
20. Stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Stop. Harden, 24 of 24 from the line. That is a new NBA record for most free throws made without a miss. The previous mark, held by a guy that I don't think he was a great free throw shooter, Dominic Wilkins, 23 for 23 in a 1992 win over the Bulls.
Yeah, Paul. There's a clip that Bleacher Report posted from the game. There was a quiet moment where Harden got fouled and he goes to the line again. And it was kind of quiet in the arena, and a fan screams from row two, "Nobody wants to see a free throw shooting contest." He yelled it at Harden, and Harden heard him. And Harden screamed back, "Nobody wants to see all these fouls either," and then swore. But it was interesting to see a fan yell at one of the best players in the NBA about his style.
To challenge a call, a coach must call a timeout, then twirl his finger in the air to tell the referees he'd like to challenge.
That's a good one.
Yes, Jesse.
Kind of a long sentence, by the way, to yell out from the crowd.
Nobody wants to see a free throw shooting contest.
Like, that's not the usual fan-led trash talk.
Yeah. When coaches can't challenge, if a foul is not called, the play is not reviewable. Travel, three-second calls, and other violations are not reviewable. But they could have reviewed this play. And if you see the highlight, when Harden dunks, the ball goes through the net, and then the net brings it back up, and then it goes up towards the basket, and then it falls off. So it looks like he missed the shot. But then when you see it in slow motion, you realize he did make it, didn't get the call there. I don't think the NBA is going to give them the victory, and I don't think that they're going to replay the final 8 minutes of this game at a further date. So you would start a game by finishing a game, and then you would play a game. I guess that's what you would do if you decide you're going to replay this. God. That was tough watch last night. Really tough. You know, and Spurs aren't exciting anyway. And then you got the Rockets there, and it just became this isolation. And Russell Westbrook, they should tell him, you get to shoot 15 times at the most per game. That's it. We want you to do everything else here, because he can't shoot. He can't. Or you say to him, Russ, no jumpers. We want you taking it to the hoop constantly. No jumpers, because he can't shoot. And I'm still waiting for Harden. You know, Harden's a good three-point shooter, but he hasn't been a good three-point shooter this year. You know, he's averaging close to 39 points a game, and he's not shot well. He shoots a lot. Yes, McLeod.
I heard a thing on TV where Isaiah Thomas was saying the Lakers had an easy schedule, and that's why they're good the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
But that they're really good. It seems like a lot of people are saying the Clippers and Lakers should just play in the finals, get it over with. Best two teams.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the Lakers, what, 17-3? They won last night 18-3.
Yeah, 18-3, best record in NBA.
Yeah, and I think and then they started to handicap their schedule and say, yeah, are they really that good? They are. They just won 18 of their first 21 games.
Beat Denver last night, who's good, right?
Yeah. Luka Doncic went 33-18-5 with 5 three-pointers made. First player in NBA history to reach all those numbers in a non-overtime game. All righty. 1 hour in the books. Two more to go. Pritzy, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
All righty. You sound like Demi Moore.
It's hot.
You don't look like her.
I don't.
Adam Sandler coming up.
What's up, Brian Deegan here. I'm excited to bring you our podcast, The Deegans, that will be every Wednesday on Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. We'll be covering many subjects such as racing, family, how we stay together, how we thrive as a family. So I think it's exciting. We're going to cover all those subjects and many more.
Be sure you guys check out our new podcast, The Deegans, airing every Wednesday on Podcast One and on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life.
And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.